Thank you all for being here. My name is Caleb Klass Lohmann Struck, eldest son of Dirk and Anya Struck. I was born and raised in a Christian home. When I look back as a child, I see the very privileged way I was raised. Thinking of often praying with my parents, singing hymns and psalms with my family, attending Sunday school and church regularly. But none of this could save me from my sin, nor did it grow my love for Christ. As the years went by, I still had not put my trust in Jesus, knowing that that was what I must do in order to be saved. As I grew into my young teens, my desire for self and the things of this world had taken over. Sin had become more and more desirable, and in doing so, I had rejected the truth that I knew was true. How fast my heart was corrupted. A life went on living. I was living a life of so-called church for my parents and everyone around me, putting on a show in front of everyone, and even sometimes a false profession. While in private, my heart continually panted after sin. There's a verse in Romans 1:32 that described me well at this point. Knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This continued pretty much up till the day I was saved. But as I got older, it took my toll on me emotionally to lie continually to all those around me. And in return, I turned to more sin, for comfort and for pleasure. But the things of this world cannot give you peace or satisfaction. In the beginning of 2015, my father had gotten word of a new minister coming to preach in the Free P of Calgary. I went along with curiosity more than anything to meet a former atheist. When I was here, and for the first time, I remember the Lord spoke to my heart. And that came to a shock for me, because that hadn't happened. I didn't remember the last time that had happened. My heart had gone so hard. My love for sin was so strong that I had come to the reality that I would go to hell. And I was willing to bear that. I desired my sin so much that I no fear of hell. But the evening service of March 8th, 2015 was different. The minister preached on Luke 23, Christ crucified. As I wept through that service, all I could think of was the love of Christ and how I needed that love, but still resisting the call to repent and believe. After the service, having thought I had escaped all the conviction and of my sin, out of nowhere, the minister came up to me and asked me if I had accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. That broke my heart, as I had confessed to him that I had not. And then he quoted John 6, Verse 37. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will nowise cast out. And at that moment I took that verse and I kneeled before the Lord and said, Lord, it says in thy word that him that cometh unto you thou wilt nowise cast out. And from that moment on I knew that Jesus Christ had died for me, Before then, I had known and believed that Christ had died, for I thought I'd be a fool not to. But I did not know whether he died for me. And from that moment, I did. And after that, I had gotten a burden for my brother, like I never had before. If we had each other, we were fine being unsaved in our family. It seemed if we had each other, life would be all right. But now that I was saved, I saw his eternal state. And as I went home that evening, I said to him he needed to be saved. And praise the Lord that he did. He did save my brother a week later. I would like to leave this verse with you from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. And as I look back upon my salvation, I see the Lord's long-suffering towards me, as countless times I had rejected the gospel and had felt the need to repent, but not put my trust in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
As Armin mentioned before, I'd just like to take this time and thank you all for coming. It means a great deal to me and my brother and our family at this time. I was born on March 20th, 1997, to the same parents as my brother, Dirk and Anya Strzok. My parents were both saved and God-fearing people who read the Bible with me and answered all my questions about it. They prayed with me often and taught me about it. They answered all my questions about it, though I must confess my lack of interest in the Bible led me to have few questions about it. I knew one thing, though, that for a person to go to heaven, they needed to be saved. Though I didn't really pay attention to that either, this knowledge of needing salvation would stick with me for my entire life. I can remember a time when I was young, my dad was praying with me. And before we prayed, he told me a story of a young boy who prayed every night before he went to bed. But one night he didn't, and he was struck by lightning, and he died. You can be sure that I prayed before I went to bed every single night after that. Then around the age of 8 or 9, I can remember wanting to be saved one night as I was praying by myself. I prayed a prayer and asked God to save me, and I told my parents that I had gotten saved, but I wasn't. And as I grew older, I grew more callous to the gospel. To this day, my mother doesn't remember that night. Just goes to show how much impact it had on my life. I will say, though, that through all this time, I did want to go to heaven, and in a way, wanted to be saved, because that was the only way to go to heaven. After all, everybody wants the assurance that they're going to heaven when they die. But just wanting to be saved didn't mean that I was any closer to being saved. Later on, I came to realize, as it says in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." On March 8th, 2015, my brother Caleb got saved. Now I was the only unsaved person in my family. And when my brother came home and told me that he had gotten saved, I felt as though I was the loneliest person in the world. The feeling was incredibly gut-wrenching. And at that moment, I realized that the need I had for Christ, that I had a need for Christ to save me. Yet still, I put off God's offer of salvation. I listened to everything my brother said that week when he came home. He would come home and talk to my parents about the gospel and things he had read that day. And through that week, I came increasingly under the conviction of sin for the sins that I had done. The next Sunday, the morning service rolled around, and I went there and listened to Armin. I didn't feel any different, but then you don't get saved off a feeling. The evening service rolled around also, but that was different. I had to stop singing because I was crying a lot. A verse from the last hymn, though, talked about being clean and being made whole, and that really convicted me. And I had thought on that verse of the hymn for the whole sermon. It was an incredibly hard sermon to listen to, being convicted of my sin. I don't remember any of it, actually, just because I was crying so much. After the sermon, I knew that I couldn't rebel against Christ anymore. I was saved that night by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing in my power could change who I was, but that night the Lord changed me, and I became a child of God. That time was a great blessing for my family, and my dad rejoiced greatly in household salvation. The next day I had to go back to school, though, and face the temptations there. For the next 3 months, I struggled with assurance of salvation and as the sin in my life became more clear. But I had the hope of 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? I'd just like to leave you with this verse, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It is because of this salvation that I have through Christ Jesus that I'm being baptized today. And I rejoice daily in this salvation and will continue to rejoice for the rest of my life. Thank you.